Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. So today we've got one of our Teacher Institute staff educators,
Modesto Temez.
And Modesto is going to tell you how he deals with those really difficult students in class.
In my 18th year of teaching, I was teaching an integrated science class in San Jose. And the cool thing about this class is actually was one of 180. I had 180 kids from Latin America who didn't speak English, and I speak Spanish, and I taught the class in Spanish. The assistant principal brought in a new student, and he introduced the student as I was teaching the class, and he introduced him as Carlos Salazar. And when I heard the name, I actually got very excited because I was born in Mexico in on 1633 Carlos Salazar Street. And that was kind of a great coincidence, so I just went off the deep end. I said, oh, my God, Carlos, your name is the same name as the street that I was born in. And I didn't know this at the time, but he started to insult me. He was a very tough young man. And I continued to rave and rant about the coincidence. And he told me how ugly I was, how bad clothing I had, that my mother was funny. And I didn't hear any of this. And he kept on just insulting me, berating me, everything he could. But I wasn't hearing it. I just went off. I just loved this. And then at the very end of this conversation, he put his thumb out, and by the way, on his knuckles, he had kill misspelled, and he said, I like you. As it turns out, I was the only teacher that year that didn't kick out Carlos Salazar out, and the reason why is because all of the negativity they gave to me, I didn't hear. If his name was Juan Martinez, I probably would have kicked him out right away, but I didn't hear it because I was so into his coincidence. And all I gave him was just this real positive energy. At the very end of that day, and I came home and I realized the power of this. My goodness, you know, I could use this. So after that, I said, wow, I could use, you know, anytime someone gives you negativity, you give this positive feedback. And so now in every class that I teach, I always get a Carlos Salazar type. And he said, but I don't like science. Well, that no, you know, you don't like science because you probably are very skeptical, and skepticism is a very important part of science. So any type of negative thing that the student gives me, I turn into a positive. And lo and behold, after a week or two, he or she becomes my friend, and I don't have to have this battle anymore. This is a really powerful thing, and I've used it since then, and it's always worked for me.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chasteen. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.